Welcome to Triangle 411, the pulse that moves the Triangle world today. It's a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, what's trending, social good, events, and boundless other adventures. A conversation pit of comedians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. We have a fun show today. Lori Lowenberg, a certified dream analysis, syndicated columnist, author, radio personality, speaker, and member of the International Association for the Study of Dreams is with us today. Lori has been featured on The View, Good Morning America, Kelly and Ryan, The Today Show, and more. She will interpret some dreams, and we will play a fun true or false trivia game. But first, as you know, we always feature a nonprofit spotlight at the close of our show, and I want to let you know you will need a pencil and paper at that time to take down some important information about a food drive my charity, Spare Some Change, is coordinating. It is COVID safe because all you need to do is order non-perishable food items, that's non-perishable food items, from any online retailer like Walmart, Target, Amazon, etc. And instead of having the food shipped to your address, have it shipped directly to Dorcas Ministries at 187 High House Road, Cary, North Carolina, 27511. And that's Dorcas, D-O-R-C-A-S. It couldn't be easier or more COVID safe. And I'll give you that info again at the end of the show, and I'll also include it in our show description. But for now, let's talk dreams. People have been fascinated by dreams in one form or another since the beginning of, well, dreaming. According to Bored Panda, dreams played an important role in people's lives as early as 3100 BC, and most of the governing decisions of this culture were based on the meaning of dreams. During the Roman era, some dreams were even submitted to the Roman Senate for analysis and dream interpretation. They were thought to be messages from the gods. Ancient Egyptians thought of dreams as simply a different form of seeing the future. Greeks also believed that dreams were a form of prediction, as well as visitations by the departed. While Sigmund Freud considered dreaming an expression of repression, modern psychologists, through the use of imaging equipment, lean to the theory that dreams are a Dewey Decimal filing system of sorts, or in computer terms, a trash bin. Freshly baked goods are stored, while day-old moldy products are discarded. Still others consider dreams to be messages from God and suggest keeping a log of repetitive dreams to decode a possible significance. Let's get Lori's take on all things dreams. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there's one theory that dreaming is incidental brain activity, just a byproduct of sleep that has no essential purpose or meaning. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that that is very incorrect. Dreaming is actually a very powerful form of thinking. It's not incidental. It is a necessary and natural process of the brain. It is a thinking process. And we're thinking a little differently when we're dreaming than we are thinking when we're awake, because the brain is working differently when we are in REM dream sleep. But we are thinking about our day, about our accomplishments, about our struggles, about our goals, about our behaviors, our relationships. We're thinking about everything on a much deeper and insightful and honest level. And it's the subconscious mind at work. And the subconscious is, I like to say that the subconscious is like our second brain. But it's a much wiser brain, and it's a very brutally honest brain. You know, during the day, we distract ourselves, we'll you know, not want to face things, we'll turn a blind eye, we'll make excuses. But when we're subconsciously thinking in the dream state, We cannot be complacent. We cannot lie to ourselves. We are brutally honest with ourselves about our life, our relationships, our issues, and we're problem solving. So no, it's not incidental and nonsense. It is very powerful and very meaningful.
That's great insight. So as a dream interpreter, I am sure you have heard it all, and I'd like to cover maybe five of the most common dreams and then maybe morph into some of the more difficult dreams you have analyzed. So let's start with the common. Give us some examples of common dreams that people wonder, what the heck does this mean?
Okay. As I go through these, you let me know if you've had them, okay?
Okay.
All right. So a really common one is, you're dreaming that you're being chased by something. You're running, something's after you. Sometimes you can't get away. Sometimes your legs aren't moving very well. They're heavy. So the being chased dream is so common because it's connected to a common behavior pattern that so many of us share, the behavior of avoidance. So we'll get this dream when there's something going on in our waking life we don't want to deal with. We're avoiding facing it and handling it. Maybe we're avoiding a confrontation. Maybe we're avoiding an obligation, something we're trying to get out of or get away from. And so the dream is the way the very brutally honest and wise subconscious mind is letting us know, you know, you can keep running from this issue, but you're not going to get away from it. The longer you run from it, the more prolonged the issue will be. Another really common one that we get is the teeth falling out dream. Have you had that one?
I haven't had that one. I was surprised to see that in my research, though. Tell us about that.
Okay, I'm surprised that you haven't got it because it's really common for broadcasters and common for other people as well because it's connected to communication. Any dream having to do with your mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the throat area, will be connected to the way you've been communicating lately. If your teeth are falling out in a dream, usually in these dreams you're catching them. You're trying to hide the fact that, you know, you have no teeth. You're worried about how you look. These dreams happen when we've allowed something out of our mouth that we should have kept in there permanently. When we say something without thinking about it first, say when we've said something we regret or when we've said something we wish we could have said better. People who don't have filters and who are very blunt tend to get this dream.
That should be me too. I don't know how to, like, sometimes my husband will always say, say it this way. But something that I have heard people
maybe
do.
Maybe you're not getting it. Go ahead.
With something
well,
I do.
Maybe you don't get it because you don't regret what you've said.
I can't imagine that. I should bite my tongue often, but something along that lines though is someone I do know of. It's almost like his mouth is sewn shut. It's like he can't get words out, whether it be like he wants to warn someone of danger or you know, other things. So are you saying that kind of falls along the same lines because it has to do again with the mouth?
It does have to do with communication, but it would be the opposite end of the spectrum of communication as far as, you know, with the teeth falling out is allowing things out of your mouth you shouldn't have said. This sort of dream would be this person is not speaking up enough. They aren't voicing their opinion. And so the subconscious is showing them the form of this not speaking up communication as having their mouth sewn shut. You may as well sew their mouth shut. You're not opening it. You need to use it.
Hmm. Okay, maybe one or two other common, and then we'll get into the uncommon.
Okay, the back at school dream.
Hmm.
I know you've gotten this one.
Yes, we've all had this one.
Okay, yeah, this one. Oh, and it's so, and I get this one so much. And there's a lot of different versions to it. The most common one is that there's a test you're not prepared for. Another common version of the dream is you can't find your class or your locker. The bell's about to ring.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the first day of school. You don't have your schedule. All kinds of different. Or you're naked, you know, in chemistry class. All kinds of different variations. Now, here's something interesting I've discovered about this dream in my many years of research and analyzing dreams is that this back-at-school dream most often is connected to job or career stress. Hmm. And that's why it's so common and why we keep getting it 10, 20, 30, 40 years after we graduated. Because school holds the same dynamics as your job or your career. School is your first job. And you need to be on time. You need to be prepared. You have done your homework. You want to fit in. You want to be liked. You're being tested and judged. You eventually want to move on up to the next level. Same thing with your job. So pay attention to the struggle or the stress that you're having in that back to school dream, because it will correlate to a similar struggle or stress you're having in your job. For example, the one where you can't find your classroom or your locker. Your classroom, your locker, that's your real estate. That's where you belong in school. If you're getting that dream, it's a good indication in real life you aren't quite where you feel you belong in your career, or you aren't in the career that feels right to you. So you'll keep getting that dream until you correct what's going on in your career.
Hmm. What about, and just maybe a couple of quick sentences, there's the famous falling and flying. We got to touch on them lightly because I know that's popular.
Yeah, the falling dream is really common because it's connected to the letdowns we suffer in real life. When something in your life is going in the wrong direction, when plans you had fell through, when someone lets you down, you know, down is the operative word here. When something in your waking life is causing you to feel down, you're likely to get the falling dream. The flying dream is just the opposite. You'll get that dream when you're feeling high on life, when something's going in the right direction, when you're realizing those high goals you've set for yourself, when you've broken free from something that had previously been weighing you down. I have found that celebrities get the flying dream a lot.
Speaking of celebrities, have you ever analyzed any dreams for politicians or celebrities or other famous people where they have actually acted on your interpretations?
Yes. Many times I have a lot of celebrity clients, I can't disclose them, but yeah, they are very interested in their dreams. A common dream that celebrities get is that they're up high on, like, either in a helicopter, or they're up high on top of a building, or they're up high on a mountaintop and they don't know how to get down. I have found that to be a really common theme with celebrities I've worked with. And it's interesting because if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. They're very high in their career. They're known. They're getting awards. They're recognized. They're up high, and they're afraid it's not going to last. I'm eventually probably going to come down from here, but how is that going to happen?
So what do you, when you interpret that dream, do you give them advice how to deal with that?
Yeah, when I do dream analysis for my clients, I don't just help them understand what the dream means. I'll find a message in it for them and give them homework based on it. So with that dream, the best thing to do is redirect your thinking. You know, don't worry so much about coming down from where you are in life. Enjoy where you are and keep your spirits up and be thankful and grateful for where you are and keep working hard. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste those precious thoughts on how this is going to end. Is this going to end? When you change your thinking during the day, it changes your dreams at night. Hmm.
So what's the most unusual or difficult dream interpretation you've done?
Ooh. Okay, so difficult as far as figuring it out or difficult as far as the issue that the dream is connected to?
I guess a little bit of both.
Okay. That's really hard to pinpoint. I'm going through the database in my brain. I've worked with so many.
Or even an unusual dream as opposed to difficult, if that's a little easier. If that's less difficult.
Okay, so here's one that sticks out to me that I think is hilarious that had a really great message. Okay, I was on the Playboy channel analyzing dreams for some playmates. One of them had this dream that she went to the bathroom and out came a dead lizard.
Oh my, oh God.
and, And then after that, out came a roll of paper towels.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That is unusual.
Now, yeah, it's crazy.
What the heck does that mean?
But here's what it's about. When we go to the bathroom in a dream, it's because in real life, we have relieved ourselves, let go of, flushed away something we no longer need. So what comes out will give you a clue as to what that is. In her case, it was a dead lizard. So I asked her, is there anyone in your life that you would describe as cold-blooded? Because reptiles are cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, yes. An ex-boyfriend I just got rid of.
Mm.
And I said, and that's why the lizard is dead, because he's dead to you now. And then the paper towels are all about her ability to cleanse herself of all the negativity that's left over from that bad relationship.
That is just so cool. You must have a lot of fun in your job here. In fact, let's go a little bit into what is the five most fascinating facts regarding dreams?
Ooh, okay. So we do not dream in black and white. That is a myth. Now, dreams can from time to time be in black and white or in shades of gray or muted colors. That's usually because you're going through a phase of depression. I'm going through the myths, not the facts. I edit that out if you want.
That's okay. We want to cover those two, so you can do a combo. It's okay. We're easy here.
All right. So we dream every 90 minutes throughout the night. Whether you remember it or not, you're dreaming every 90 minutes. On a good night, you can have five or more dreams. And throughout your lifetime, you will have spent 7 years in the dream state. That's 7 years living in another world, 7 years being in your subconscious mind and getting really powerful made-for-you messages. So don't dismiss your dreams. Another interesting fact about dreaming is that each cycle of dreaming throughout the night is longer than the previous one. So your first dream of the night will be like 5 minutes long. Each cycle of dreaming after that is longer than the previous one. And so the last cycle of dreaming you have before you wake up in the morning can be 45 minutes to an hour long.
Mm.
These are the dreams we tend to remember. Oh, and speaking of that last cycle of REM, you've probably been aware of this new phenomenon that's been going on about pandemic dreams,
mm-hmm.
where people since the lockdown have been remembering their dreams like crazy, and they're longer and they're more vivid, and it's been trending on social media, and I've had all kinds of media coming to me asking me about that. So the reason why is because since we've been in lockdown, we don't have to wake up to an alarm, jump out of bed, get ready, go to work. We're staying in bed longer in the morning, and we're not waking up to that alarm, so we're reaching that last cycle of REM we normally don't reach. And that last cycle, like I said, is very long and vivid. And so that's why we're all dreaming so much more during lockdowns. And that's at least one benefit we've had.
Yes.
From lockdown. People are paying attention to their dreams more.
I want to talk a little bit about nightmares. An estimated 2 to 8% of adults can't get enough rest because of nightmares. But can nightmares be a good thing?
Nightmares are a very good thing. They're actually very, very good for you. They are horrible to experience. They are no fun, but they're good for you because they are alerting you to something that is wrong and that your subconscious wants you to fix. Nightmares are so upsetting and so disturbing because they are connected to our most upsetting issues in real life. They're connected to issues we ignore, issues that are too difficult, so we don't take care of them, issues that we mishandle. So when you get a nightmare, don't worry, it's a good thing. So you want to ask yourself, okay, what is the most upsetting thing in my life right now? What troubles me the most? What is the most difficult thing? That is what your nightmare is trying to help you with. The interesting thing about nightmares is that they tend to build. Your dreams will get a little bit more hostile each night until they reach nightmare status. And so it's the way the subconscious is pretty much slapping you awake and saying, wake up, we have to correct this issue already, enough. Mm-hmm. So you also want to pay attention to the main emotion in the dream. Was it anger? If so, what is angering you the most right now? Was it fear? If so, what is the thing you're most afraid of right now? Was it frustration? If so, what is frustrating the most right now? Was it sadness, where you're mourning a death? What is the saddest thing, the most upsetting thing in your life right now? That's what your nightmare is trying to help you with. When you're able to connect the nightmare to a real life issue and correct the issue, the nightmare stops. It has no reason to come back.
Mm. Okay, so once we don't have you with us anymore, can you tell our listeners maybe some ways to decode their dreams?
Yeah, so like we just covered the emotion, pay really close attention to the emotion in your dream because it will always be connected to that exact same emotion you're dealing with over something in real life. Also, everything in your dream is really all about you. Our dreams have this really cool way of showing ourselves to ourselves in the form of a creature or another character in the dream or even an object in your dream. It's going to represent some part of you or something that directly affects you. So the phone, for example, represents your ability to communicate and how you're communicating right now. If it's broken, you can't call on the phone, you can't dial a number, where's the communication breakdown in your real life? A person, for example, if you dream of a doctor, the doctor in your dream is going to represent your ability to make something in your life better, your ability to heal a certain situation where you're feeling emotionally wounded. A cop, for example, would represent your ability to police your negative behaviors, or to police your diet, so to speak, or to arrest or put a stop to something that is not good for you. So try to identify yourself in the person you're dreaming about or in the object you're dreaming about. How are you like that object right now? How are you like that animal right now? Or what in your life is like that animal? Your dreams are all about you. Another important tip that will help you figure out your dreams is that your dreams are always connected to the previous day. So whatever you dream about tonight is going to be connected to something that happened today, something you talked about, something that affected you, something that was on your mind, something you saw, something you did. So compare the struggle in your dream to some sort of struggle you had yesterday. Compare the conversations in your dream to a conversation you had yesterday. Connect the dots between the dream and yesterday, and you'll be able to start seeing the correlations. And speaking of conversations and dreams, this is super interesting. Anything that is said in a dream, whether you're saying it, whether a character in your dream is saying it, anything that is said in a dream is something you're saying to yourself about something going on in your life right now. Remember, dreams are about right now. They're not about the future. They're not showing you the future. They're about right now. Also, anything you think in a dream, while in the dream, something's going on, you're watching it, what are you thinking to yourself while in the dream? That will directly correlate to what you're thinking about something in your real life. So in a nutshell, your dreams are all about you, and they're all about right now. When you can have that understanding when looking at your dreams, it'll be a lot easier to figure them out.
So you said something interesting that I didn't plan on talking, and we're almost out of time here, but you said they're not a prediction of things in the future, where a lot of people do believe dreams are predicting the future.
They're not. They're about right now, and they are a continuation of your thoughts from the day, that thought stream you're having all day long, that inner dialogue you're having with yourself all day long. You're driving to work, you're talking to yourself, you're loading the dishwasher, you're talking to yourself. You're drifting off to sleep. You're talking to yourself. That stream of consciousness continues as you enter REM dream sleep. And so it's just a continuation of your thoughts, but instead of talking to yourself in a normal, literal language while you're in dream sleep, you're talking to yourself in a symbolic, metaphoric, emotional language. So that's what dreams are about right now. Now, they can address things in the future, a goal you're working on a degree, or you've got a big project coming up. Your dreams can address that and present to you possible outcomes. But they typically don't show you the future. Mm-hmm. That's not to say they never have. There is such a thing called precognitive dreaming where you can dream little glimpses of the future. Those are very rare, though. Like less than 10% of all dreams you have throughout your lifetime would be a little glimpse. So that's why I advise people don't look at your dreams as something from the future. Look at them as something you need to know right now.
Okay. Well, if you've enjoyed this time, the show today, you might want to check out Lori's book, Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. And Lori, how else might our listeners reach out to you for other things?
Well, you can go to my website and set up a consultation with me on the phone, and we can go very, very deep into your dream. And my website is LauriLowenberg.com. Now, Lori Lowenberg is kind of hard to spell, so you can just Google dream expert, and I'll be the first one that pops up. And that's where you can set up a consultation with me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. And sweet dreams.
Now time for that true-false trivia game I promised. Some of this you might have heard during our interview with Lori, so let's give you one of those tests. Pop quiz, like she mentioned. Number one, within 5 minutes of waking, half of your dreams are forgotten. True or false? That's true. Number two, you can have 4 to 7 dreams a night. True or false? Also true. Number three, women have more aggressive dreams than men. True or false? That's false. Men have more aggressive dreams. Next one, the faces in our dreams are of people we have seen, although we may not remember. True or false? True. The majority of people dream in black and white. That's false, and Lori did mention that. Most people dream in color. And the last one, negative emotions are more common than positive ones in our dreams. That is also true. So I hope you enjoyed our dream segment, and now it's time for our nonprofit spotlight. I mentioned it earlier in the show. I am the founder of a small charity called Spare Some Change, a group of community-minded people who do random acts of kindness, and right now we are trying to meet the need of food shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. I invite you to please join our group, Spare Some Change, and participate in our Pantry for the Pandemic campaign to put food on the tables of those in need via a COVID-safe way by simply placing an order with any online retailer that can ship groceries, such as Amazon, Walmart, Target, etc. Order non-perishable groceries in any amount you wish, and rather than have the food items shipped to your home when you check out, just change the shipping address to send those groceries directly to Dorcas Ministries, D-O-R-C-A-S, Dorcas Ministries, at 187 High House Road, Cary, North Carolina, 27511. And I will put that in the show description notes because I know that goes by quickly. But again, it's Dorcas 187 High House Road, Cary, North Carolina, 27511. By using this COVID-safe delivery system, you can still spare some change in the world without any of the concerns associated with getting the virus. Be sure to place your order soon, between February 17th and March 5th, while additional Dorcas staff will be on hand to accommodate the increase in food donations. Again, that's Dorcas Ministries, 187 High House Road, Cary, North Carolina, 27511. Since 1968, Dorcas Ministries has provided compassionate assistance to area residents to empower people to become stable and self-sufficient. My charity, Spare Some Change, is a group of community-minded people who've done all kinds of activities, including sleeping bag drive, storm victim relief, mosquito shelters for the homeless, packing disaster kits, pet welfare, soup kitchen meals, etc. Well, it's time to high five and say goodbye. You know, our shows run from A to Z, everything serious to fun, and like this one about dreams, it was kind of fun. So you might want to check out some other fun ones. We've done amusing things to do during the COVID restrictions. There's a Thanksgiving knot. It's one my husband and I had fun with. So no judgment on its comedic value. And why not? Speaking of fun, there's the ultimate show, How to Be Happy. I'm Marian Sprucker for Triangle 411. Today, dot, 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 help a neighbor.